Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Yankees keep on floundering here. Just an awful series in Texas. They don't do the little things well enough. It's been consistently like that, BT. Drives you up a wall. Makes you wonder if they care. As an organization, with the lack of accountability, makes you wonder if they care.
Well, it doesn't look like they care at all. And then I gotta bring up the Mets for a second. Okay. I gotta contrast something from last night. So I'm going back and forth. Obviously, Mets start a little bit earlier, so I could dial in on them. And then obviously the Yankees, whatever. So, and the Mets scored early. And if you have to do other stuff, you can kind of come back and hope the Mets still have a lead, which they did. But it's 4-3, right? And nobody's really bringing this up because it was buried through or after the Grand Slam and then a ton of walks where the Mets got a lot of tack on runs. Bader. 4-3 game, eighth inning, Ref Snyder, leadoff, pretty much a rocket one hopper to the right center gap. Bader's on his horse, doesn't make a great throw to the infield, but gets it back so quickly and also prevents it from going to the wall. In a one-run game, that's huge, right?
Right.
So Ref Snyder stops at first, and even on the broadcast, they lauded him. Hey, good hustle, good job. Not a diving catch, but a baseball. A team that's locked in. A team that's trying to be a playoff team, all right? The next batter, I forget who it was, hits the ball left field to Nimmo, who short hops it, and Ref Snyder goes to third base. They eventually get out of it, soft liner to Lindor to get out of the inning. They get the tack on runs. They win. Now, if that ball gets by Bader, which I think it probably should have, like that was really close to going by, that's a double. The base hit to Nimmo scores them, 4-4 game. We could be easily dissecting the Mets' loss. And then you watch the Yankees, and you see Verdugo trotting down the line and all the other stuff that we brought up now. So to me, it's palpable. It's like it's an obvious difference in, I'm not going to say, some might say talent. I don't think there's a difference in talent at all. If anything, I think the Yankees are more talented. That's my opinion. But it doesn't matter if you don't play hard. The Mets are more focused, more dialed in, and seemingly more interested in winning right now than the Yankees.
Which is why I think they're a better team. And, by the way, it's not by accident because they, the Mets, have held players accountable and the Yankees haven't. It is a great contrast when you look at the two. You're right, on paper. Oh, Judge, Soto, Cole. Look at the big, bad Yankees and the power of the pinstripes. And it's easy to get caught up in that. And on paper, you look at the Mets. Yeah, Manaea, Severino, David Peterson, Harrison Bader, Tyrone Taylor.
Yeah, Stewart's still playing a little bit. Yeah.
These guys play winning baseball. The pitchers go out there, they do their job. One guy wants to be better than the next. Their rotation is at least consistent. It's been that way throughout the course of the year. The bullpen, which has been a minor league bullpen for the majority of the year, they go out there and figure out a way to get the job done. If somebody doesn't do it, they move on from the guy. Stern set that template or whatever you want to say early on.
Yeah, when there was bounced. And,
yeah,
and
Wendell
some others
bounced
too.
The bullpen, Tonkin in the bullpen, yeah. Narvaez. Like you weren't getting the job done, you're out of here. Mm-hmm. And they bring in ball players. A guy in Iglesias wasn't in the big leagues. They bring him in and he's helped them win games. Bader making that play helps them win games. And you know what? If Bader doesn't do it, the Mets are going to put somebody else out there. So that is, I think, a great example where the Yankees are just like, oh, we got Judge and Soto. We're the Yankees. Oh, we brought in another star in Jazz. And I know Jazz's speed has helped out and, you know, whatever. But no, it's the wrong way. And the Mets have built a better team, and they've been a significantly better team since June 1st on. Oh, and by the way, head-to-head, they swept them. Oh, and the Mets also now swept the Red Sox, and they've also taken 2 of 3 from the Orioles. I'll tell you this, BT, and I wanted to do this a little bit later on. We'll do power rankings in baseball. The American League just isn't that good. That's a good thing for the Yankees that they may be able to get through, but I don't care even if the league and the competition isn't that good. I can't say that watching this team every night, I feel in any way, shape, or form that they're going to have success in the postseason.
See, I don't even really care about that right now because to me it's inconsequential if you're not playing buttoned-up baseball. Yeah, I mean, so the NL.
But that's
might,
the point. Right?
No, I get it. The AL's not that good. You're not wrong.
Right.
The NL is superior this year, okay? But if the Yankees aren't interested in taking advantage of that, that's all that matters.
Right, but that's the key. And that's what I've been saying because even going back a couple weeks ago before we went on vacation, the week you did the Yankee games,
yep.
My theory was, one of the shows I did was, and the best thing that people have said about the Yankees this year is that, well, nobody else is that good either. And that can't be good enough, especially for the New York Yankees.
Well, but the best thing that you say about the Yankees is that they've got the best player in the sport.
Okay,
let's not bury the lead there.
Yeah, no.
Team description.
Yeah. Okay, great. What does that get him?
Give me a word.
I mean, the Angels had Trout and Ohtani for years. What that get him?
No, I understood. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, as a team, obviously Judge and Soto have been great. As a team, what's the Yankees' identity? What is the best thing about the team? You forget the individuals as a team. Like, it's not, they're a great starting rotation. They're a great bullpen. They're a great consistent offense. They're a great defense. They do the little things well.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we've said as the Yankees as a team is, well, nobody else is that good either. When I say, I don't think the Yankees are that good, yeah, but the Orioles are, right there too. The Orioles are frowning. Oh, yeah, but who in the West do you think is any good? Or, yeah, but do you really worry about the AL Central? Like, that's the comeback to when I say the Yankees aren't that good. That's saying a lot about the Yankees.
If we did word association here, right, and it's easier for the Mets, I admittedly don't have a word or two yet for the Yankees, and I want you to help me here. Like, and I would say the Mets talented as well, but I want to kind of illuminate some of the other aspects of the team. We're going to win 90 games. People know that you're pretty good. I would say that they are passionate, and I would say that the Mets are resilient. Those are two words I would use
great
to describe
words.
The Mets, okay?
And aren't those great words to describe
phenomenal
a team?
Words. Yeah. That's what you want.
Right.
Like, as a fan.
Having fun as well.
Oh, no doubt. Like, connected. Like, they have great chemistry. So there's
correct.
Other words.
Yes.
I just want to, keep it moving. For the Yankees, I don't know. What's the word? Aloof? Inconsistent?
Well, I mean, I got a couple that I can't say on the radio.
But can you give me one that you can? Like, I'm trying to really, boil it down to how do we describe these Yankees as of now? Underachieving?
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Complacent?
Yeah, that's why I went with aloof, which is kind of in the family.
I mean,
so
I'm trying
to
come up with some big words for you here.
Well, I mean, complacent.
The ones that come to mind, like I'm thinking of the one that begins with an S, but really like another word for crappy.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that's what first.
But was complacent one of the big words, or was that what you just said?
Yeah, that was one of the big ones. Because what's because what. To me, there's nothing worse in sport than teams that have talent that underachieve, especially because of effort.
Forget about teams. I think that applies to every aspect of life.
Okay, right.
Kids
exactly,
and school
right.
and whatever. Absolutely.
So the Yankees, and I don't think it's just about effort. It's about a lack of accountability.
But it's also about a lack of talent in certain spots.
You think Volpe's talented?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. And I'm not saying that they should have sent him down to the minors or benched him, but... Since last year, he has not lived up to the expectations. He's been inconsistent, and yet they just keep running him out
there.
He's
the least of their issues, amazingly. He's got the third best war on the team.
But I think he's symbolic of their problems because when he is playing like a superstar, they look like a different team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been inconsistent and hasn't been that superstar.
Yeah. No, he has not been.
Not nearly enough.
And by the way, you think that he's got a path to get. I don't think he'll ever be a superstar.
Right. So
I just don't think he's that player.
Right. He's just,
I think he's good.
He's just one guy. I mean, you want to talk about the inconsistencies of the rotation, whether it's Rodon, whether it's even Marcus Stroman.
Stroman last night, big step back. Rodon, a couple of duds.
Luis Gil, for whatever reason, whether it's the, you know, the health concerns, the walks, the inexperience.
Even Garrett Cole, but he's different.
Yeah. Like the bullpen, obviously, we don't need to go over that again.
Well, that's why I don't think they're that talented.
Okay, so
I think they're talented enough to win if their absolute superstars perform. Otherwise, they might get swept.
Right.
If you have a series, I don't care who it is, wild card, DS, if they win the division, and Soto and Judge hit a combined 170, Yankees might lose every single game.
You know, I just think the lack of accountability from the top on down has led to this complacency or whatever you want to talk about, aloofness.
Yeah, disengagement.
Disengagement, just like waiting for, instead of going out there and getting it and tightening up and being crisp and focused and being aggressive, hey, let's go here.
Yeah.
And maybe that's on the captain too a little bit. We don't knock Judge at all, but hey, I mean, he is the captain of the team, and this is a team with guys, multiple guys, that aren't getting it done for different reasons. Look, I don't have the answers here, but I know what I'm watching, and I know it's not good enough. And I also know that they've let it go on way too long.
Well, that's why I'm going to exonerate Judge, and that's why I've always gone back in terms of the captaincy and maybe not flexing that C enough. Like, Boone has allowed, you know, and I know we've said this a million times, it gets incredibly repetitive, but I've got to make the point. I got to protect the Judge a little bit here. I mean, Gleyber Torres has been allowed to play however he wants since day one. Even, you know, Josh Donaldson was pimping with no repercussions. Remember that? He thought the ball was out. He gets thrown out at second. I mean, it's happened a lot with players under Boone's watch. So that's a Boone thing, not a Judge thing for me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.